Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sota Daf Chaf Gimel, the last daf of the third parak of Masechta Sota. We are holding at the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Li'ili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom. And it's also sponsored by the Gross family, Lezecha Nishmas, Chana Leia Bas Moshe Tzvi, Rav Moshe Yehuda Ben Rav Nachum, Chaya Leia Bas Naftali Hertzka, and Tzvi Menachem Ben Shmayo, and Shem Shavna Leo. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we're going to discuss today, first in the Mishnah is going to bring other opinions about the impact of her having zuchuyos that we had mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that is chus is tola, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. So now we're going to bring other opinions of what effect a zuchus has. It's a long Mishnah, so the Mishnah then continues by listing off those people whose karbanos mincha are nisrafos, that instead of being hukrav in the normal way, there are certain sotos in certain situations where we're going to have no choice but to just burn their karban mincha. Then the Mishnah is going to discuss different chilukim in halacha between a male kohen and a female kohenes. One of them relates to the mincha sota, so we're going to list four differences in halacha between a male kohen and a female kohenes. The Mishnah is then going to list eight differences in halacha between an ish and an isha more generally. So it's a very tangential kind of Mishnah. So tangent off the tangent, we discuss differences in halacha between an ish and an isha. The Gemara is going to discuss what do you do with the shiyare mincha if the woman is married to a kohen, meaning normally the halacha is that a korban mincha of a kohen has to get entirely burnt, which is atypical. A normal korban mincha, your makrav of the kometz, and then the shiraya marne echalin. But a korban mincha belongs to the kohen is kulo kalil. So what about a woman who is married to a kohen? So what do we do with the shiare mincha? Do we go basar didei or basar dida? Do we say that it's his korban because he has a chelik in it and therefore it's entirely burnt? Do we say that it's her korban? So the Gemara is going to discuss that, and then the Gemara is going to bring on Amud Beis all of the sources for the differences between Ish v'Isha, right? All the sources for why it is that certain halachos only apply to a Kohen and not a Kohenes, and certain halachos only apply to an Ish and not an Isha, and that brings us all the way, Bezer Hashem, to the end of the Perek. So let's begin with the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Zuchus Tola B'mayim Amarim, that Zuchus does not help protect the woman from the suffering that she has to go through for, on account of the Meisota, and it will happen. And if you say that a zuchus would prevent the Sota waters from doing its magic, then you're going to minimize the impact of the Mayim in general. No one's going to be as worried about the Mayim. No one's going to be afraid of them because they're going to assume that if they're not afraid of them, that ruins the whole thing, because then they're not going to be molda. Part of the point, the main point probably, of the Mayim Marim is not that she should drink it, but that she should be so afraid of drinking it that she should be molda. But no one's going to be molda, because everyone's going to see that it doesn't work all the time. And not only that, if a woman was innocent and she drank the Mayim Marim, everyone's going to say bad things about her. They're going to say she was probably tamei, it's just that she probably had a zuchus that was tola. So with the Mayim Amarim has to work. If it doesn't work, it's going to ruin the whole thing. People aren't going to be afraid of it, and people are going to say that even women who should have been vindicated and should have been viewed as innocent, people are going to think that they're guilty. Rabbi Omer has chus tola b'mayim amarim, that the chus does help with Mayim Amarim, but it just doesn't have the it's just a vein yoledes vein hamashpachas. If the woman is guilty but she has certain zuchuyos, she's not going to have the brachos that the Mayim Amarim normally brings. She's not going to have a child. She's not going to get better. Elamis navna v'holeches. She will deteriorate and will sophi mesa bosa misa until ultimately she dies with the same exact misa that we would expect a guilty woman to die from with the Mayim Amarim. So she's going to have the same destiny as a woman who's guilty and doesn't have any zechuyos. It will just happen more slowly. So we had a machlokas back on the Vav between the Chamim, between the Amoraim, in terms of what Rebbe Shita is. According to Rav Yosef, Rebbe and the Tanakama disagree whether the zchus is tola or not. And therefore, there are three shitos. The Tanakama, who appears in Daf Chaf, says that the zchus is tola for a particular amount of time. And during that amount of time, nothing happens to the woman. She does not deteriorate at all. According to Rabbi Shimon, zchus is not tola at all. And as soon as she drinks it, she's going to suffer the consequences. And according to Rabbi, the zchus is tola, but the zchus being tola doesn't mean that there's nothing that happens for a year, 2 years, or 3 years. It means that she deteriorates slowly over that time. However, according to Rav Sheshes, Rebbe and the Tanakama hold the same thing. So there are really only two shitos. According to the Tanakama and Rebbe, Zuchus is Tola, but what does Tola mean? It means, Misnaves V'Aleches, that she'll deteriorate slowly over time. Whereas according to Rabbi Shimon, the Zuchus is not Tola at all. However, even according to Rav Sheshes, there is somewhat of a machlokas between the Tanakama and Rebbe, in terms of what miso she will die from in the end. According to Rebbe, she'll deteriorate and then ultimately die from the same exact miso she would have died from if she was a regular woman who was guilty without zuchuyos. But according to Tanakama, it's not going to be from the misa that's designated for a sota. That's how Rashi understands Andav Vav Amud Aleph. The Tos Yomtov quotes from the Rambam that he paskins like Rebbe, and he says it could be, according to Rebbe, according to the Rambam, it could be that Rebbe and Tanakama do not disagree at all, and Rebbe is only mentioned in our Mishnah to be mefarish what the Tanakama would say, meaning how the Tanakama would respond to the taina of Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon comes with a taina over here, not just a shita, but he says it can't be what you're telling me, because if you're going to tell me that Zuchus is told, it's going to ruin the whole thing. So Rebbe, on behalf of the Tanakama, is responding, and he's saying, no, it's not going to ruin the whole thing, because you'll see right away that she'll start to deteriorate. Ooh, so if Rebbe and the Tanakama hold the same shita, then you certainly understand why the Rambam is going to paska that way, because it's two against one over here. That's the Rabbim against the Yachid. So anyway, so that's the understanding, that it's a machlokas amorayim, whether Rebbe entirely disagrees with the Tanakama, or Rebbe for the most part agrees, and he only disagrees on that last nekuda of whether she's going to die, but may osa misa, and then there's the possibility that Rebbe doesn't disagree at all, that the shita that holds that he doesn't disagree about misnavenes v'aleches will also say that there's the possibility of the shita's Rambam that both the Tanakama and Rebbe would also agree that they die ba'osa misa, that even Tanakama would agree to what Rebbe is saying over here. Weiter in the Mishnah now, so nit meis menchasa, new topic. Let's say the carbon mincha of the sota became tame. So what do we do with it? So achlo kitchu b'kli harei kakala menachos v'tipada. If it became tame before you were makadish in the kli shareis, so it only has kedushas damim at that point, so you could be poda it for money and let the actual mincha become chulin, and the money that you buy with it, you'll use the money that you get for it, you'll use to buy another mincha. V'imi shakatchu b'kli, but if the carbon mincha became tame after it had kedusha b'kli shareis, so then it already has kedusha saguf, harei kikala menachos. Then you have to treat it like any other mincha that has kedusha saguf, and therefore you can't be poda that which has kedusha saguf. So v'tisarev, so you have to burn such a carbon mincha. Ve'elu shemincha say in the struggles. Okay, so once we mention that, let's go through the entire list of those whose carbon mincha would need to be burnt on the beis hadeshen because they're not able to be makriv their carbon mincha on the mizbeach, and they're not able to be poda their carbon mincha. So they are as follows. Ha'omer tamei ani lecha. The woman admitted that she's tamei after the mincha was ready. Huktash b'kli sharei. So you can't be poda it anymore, but there's no need to bring it anymore. She already admitted, so we burn it. Second, v'shabola edim she tameya. Or if she didn't admit, but edim had come and told us that she's tameya, so then you're going to burn the mincha. Again, assuming it was ready niskadesh b'kli. And if a woman who did not admit that she had become Tamei, but she says, I'm not going to drink the Mei Sota, so the Mincha is going to be Nisrefes, and we treat her as if she's guilty, she's Tetzi Beloksuba, etc., but we're not going to make her drink, she refuses to drink. The Vishabaila Eino Rotza Lashkosa, and if the husband does not want to be Mashker the Mei Sota after the Kabbal Mincha is ready in Niskadesh, so that Mincha will also be burnt, and again she'll be yotze below ksuba. The Tosos in Maseches Yevamos points out that you see that this din that if he doesn't want to be mashkeher is taught with the other menachos hanisrafos that are not roi to for any use. So it sounds like since the husband says that he's not going to be mashkeher, he cannot then change his mind and be mashkeher with the same because if he could, then the mincha wouldn't be nisrafos; it would still have the possibility of being used. Anyway, Shabbai Lubala Baderech, another example would be if the mincha, if she's not going to be able to drink the Mesota because the husband was boel her on the road on the way there to the Beis HaMikdash, so the mincha is going to be Nisrafes because the mayim is not going to be bodek the woman anymore, because the pasuk says V'nika ish me'avon v'ish ayit yisa es avona, that only if the ish is menuka me'avon, which means that he was never boel her, then the mayim is going to be bodek the wife. But if the man is not menuka me'avon, he was boel her baderech, then the mayim is not going to be bodek the wife. Now it's lav dafka that he's boel her baderech. If he was boel her back home after the kinyan and stira, before they were on the derech, it also won't help. It's just probably we wouldn't know about that. But baderech, we'd find out about it because we saw back on Daf Zayin that we're mostly on Shnei Tamidei Chachamim to accompany them on the way there. So those Shnei Tamidei Chachamim would know that if they had done anything. Anyone whose husband is a Kohen, the Karban Mincha gets entirely burnt. But over here, we don't mean Abes Hadesh and that it's Pasul in any way. What we mean is it gets entirely burnt on the Mizbech. Pasul by Minchas Kohen says, V'kol Minchas Kohen Kalil Tiyah Lo Se'achel. So even if the Mincha didn't become Tameh and the Karban and the Kometz was brought Kil Chaso, I'm sorry, no, this does mean on the Beis Hadesh, but it's talking about the Shirayim, meaning it's not really a Minchas Kohen. A Minchas Kohen gets burnt entirely on the Mizbech, but this is a mincha of a woman who is married to a Kohen. So how do we view that? Do we view that as a Minchas Kohen because he has a chelik in it, or do we view that as her mincha and she's not a Kohen? So we say that the Shirayim cannot be eaten, but it's also not burnt on the Mizbech, so you burn it al Beis Hadesh, and you treat it as if it's like any of the other Karbanos Mincha where the mincha needs to be Nisrafes. So Bas Yisrael Shnisis the Kohen Minchas Nisrafes, V'Kohenes Shnisis Yisrael Minchas Ne'echeles. If a Bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen, the Karban Mincha gets burnt, and if a Kohenes is married to a Yisrael, then the Mincha gets eaten, because the Minchas Kohen not being eaten is only by a Kohen. That doesn't apply to a Kohenes, to a daughter of a Kohen, who happens to be married to a Yisrael. The Gemara is going to darshan this from a pasuk, that if a Kol Minchas Kohen Kalil Tiyah, that it's Kohen v'lo Kohenes, and a Bas Kohen that's Niskarish and Salmana is also Minchasa Ne'echeles. Tver Sion writes, okay, we'll leave out Tver Sion. So says the Gemara now, Ma bein Kohen the Kohenes. This says the Mishnah rather. What are the halachic differences between a male Kohen and a female Kohenes? So number one, Minchas Kohenes Ne'echeles, and Minchas Kohen Eina Ne'echeles. That which we just highlighted, that a Minchas Kohenes, a female Kohen, her Karban Mincha can get eaten, but a Mincha of a Kohen does not get eaten. Again, it's a pasuk in the Torah. V'kol Minchas Kohen Kalil Tiyah Lo Se'achel. So even though normally by a Karban Mincha you have the Kometz that's brought on the Mizbeach and the Shirayim that gets eaten, if it belongs to a Kohen, the entire thing gets burnt. None of it gets eaten. That's difference number one. Kohenes mischaleles, a Kohenes can be mischaleles, the Kohen ain mischalel. A Kohen can never become can never be a Kohen who's already a Kohen can never be mischalel himself. There is such a thing as a chalel, but that's someone who is born a chalel. No matter what a Kohen does, he does not become a chalel. So a Bas Kohen, and really lav dafka, a Bas Kohen, a Bas Yisrael also can be mischaleles, which means she can become pasal likahuna. So she's nivala la pasala. Anyone who ever had a relationship with a non-Jewish man, let's say, nivala la pasala, becomes mischalal from ever eating truma and from ever marrying a kohen, and will never become kosher again. There's no way to retrieve their old status. So as opposed to a kohen, could never be mischalal. Now a kohen can become pasal avoda, and it could be that he can't duchen. That's if he's mechalal his kuhuna when he marries a grusha. So while he's still married to a grusha, he can't do those things. But as soon as he divorces the grusha, he can go right back to being a regular kohen. So he never becomes a chalal by virtue of anything that he does while he's completely defying his kuhuna. So we're not going to give him the rights of kuhuna. But that's a separate issue. But a permanent loss of kahuna, that doesn't happen. Kohenes metame lemesim, a kohenes is allowed to become tamea to dead bodies. Ve'in kohen metame lemesim, a kohen is restricted from becoming tamea to dead bodies. Kohen ochel b'kachim kachim, a kohen is allowed to eat kachim kachim, chatas nashim mincha. Ve'in kohenes ochel b'kachim kachim, a kohen is not allowed to eat kachim kachim, because the Torah says that those things are eaten lezichrei kahuna. Kachim kalim are allowed to be eaten by the kevus, but kachim kachim only zichrei kahuna. Zichrei kahuna means a not nikvekuna. So a woman is not allowed to. So again, those are the four differences between a kohen and a kohenes. That a kohen's mincha is entirely burnt, not a kohenes's. A kohen can never become a permanent chalal. A kohen is not allowed to be metamin lemesim, and a kohen is allowed to eat kachim kachim, and none of those dinim apply to a kohenes. Once we're on the topic of differences between men and women, so says Mishnah, ma bein ish leisha, what are the differences between men and women in other areas of halacha, things that have nothing to do with kahuna? So we're going to list eight differences. Number one, ha'ish poreo foreim ve'ina isha pora'asu foremes. So this relates to this week's parsha. This is today's Daf Yomi coincidence, Erev Shabbos of Parshas Tazria Metzora. Here we have a detailed halacha about tzara'as. So metzora muchlat, that a kohen is metame b'toras vaday, the Torah says that he has to be parea rosho. What does it mean to be parea rosho? That he grows his hair out. Upera lo yiskalech. And he has to be porim es begadav, which means he has to tear or shred his clothing. An isha mitzora'as is not included in those dinim. She does not need priya ufrima. She does not need to be poreas rosha, nor does she need to shred her begadim. If none of these dinim that we're going to talk about today, about mitzora, which we'll have a couple of more, sound familiar, we got to go back and do shnai mikra again. If you already did it, and none of these dinim sound familiar, we have to do it again. So that's the test. Ha'ish madir spino b'nazir, second chilek of the eight, is that a man could make his, it could be makabel nazirus on behalf of his child, halacha Moshe Misina, on behalf of his son, that he could make his son a nazir, but only a man can do that. Vein isha medaris benam nazir. A woman has no right to be able to make her son into a nazir. Now the obvious kasha is there's kind of a famous story of a woman who did just that, right? The story of Chana, the mother of Shmuel. The pasuk says, "Vatidor neder v'tomer Hashem tzvakos imraoti rabani amaseich v'zachar." Which means he will be a nazir. And the Radak raises the question, how could she be madir, her son, as a nazir? Our Mishnah says that a woman cannot be madir, only a man can be madir. And you're going to tell me what, that Elkanah also was madir? Pasuk didn't say that, right? Pasuk didn't say anything like that. Pasuk would leave out such an important piece of the story that the woman says something and it means nothing lahalacha. And then, by the way, we forgot to mention the husband said something and that's what really made him a nazir. It doesn't sound like that at all from the Navi. So in the Yalkutar Gershuni, he quotes from a Tshuvas Shari Tzedek that once Chana was noder as part of a tefillah through which she was zocha to a son, it's as if that zechus was goreim that she had that son. And therefore, if Shmuel would violate the nazirus, he'd be mevatel the entire maisa, and his chiyus is tully in it. He only exists on account of the promise and the tefillah that she incorporated this neder nazirus into that tefillah. So his violation of the nazirus would constitute undermining his very existence. I don't know what halachic mechanism that is. It's an interesting idea, but I don't know that's true, that restricts him and makes him an actual nazir. Furthermore, he suggests that it's like a tzava from his mother. So it's not midin nazir, it's midin kibur avein. So that Chana was zochet to have Shmuel, and Shmuel was a nazir because kibur avein. Shmuel had to be a nazir. His mother, kibur avein, his mother told him she wants him to be a nazir. He's got to be a nazir. So that's a question in halacha. Do you assume kibur avein applies to something that has nothing to do with the mother? Whether he's a nazir, it has no impact on the mother's life. It has a tremendous impact on the kid's life. So does kibur avein include things that have nothing to do with the aim, that have absolutely nothing to do with the mother? Pashtus is, the Gra writes in Shulchan Aruch, that it does not include anything that has nothing to do with the parent. Many Rishonim hold that way as well. But anyway, that's his other suggestion over here. Another chilik between Ish and Isha. Third chilik: Ha'ish megaleach al nazirus aviv. If a father had a neder nazirus and he designated money for his karbanos that he has to bring at the conclusion of his nazirus, but then the father died and that money is still there, it's mos stumim. He never said which is going to be for a chatos, which can be for Nola, which money is going to be for Shlamim, and then the son, after the father dies, says, you know what, I'll be a Nazir, I'll Manas, that I could bring my Karbanos from the money that my father had designated for his Karbanos. Or, if the son and the father were both Nazirim, and the father designated Ma'os Tumim, and then the father died, and the son says, after the father dies, let me be Megaleach, Al Ma'os Avi, even though I'm already a Nazir, and I was already going to have to bring Karbanos anyway, but now I have all this money that was designated for Karbanos of a Nazir, it's never going to be brought, because the father's no longer alive. So then the son is allowed to do that. Halacha l'moshe misinai, the son could bring the father's his karbanos from the money designated by the father for his own karbanos. But ve'in isha megalecha son nazir savia, that same halacha does not apply to a woman. A fourth chiluk: ish mekadesh zbita ve'in isha mekadesh zbita. A man could be mekabel kiddushin on behalf of his daughter. A woman cannot be mekabel kiddushin on behalf of her daughter. Number five: ha'ish mocher zbita ve'in isha mocheres zbita. A man could sell his daughter as an Amma Ivriya. A woman cannot sell the daughter as an Amma Ivriya. Number six, Ha'ish Niskal Arom Ve'ina Isha Niskalas Aruma. A man gets stoned totally naked, almost totally naked. A woman does not get stoned naked. She has some sort of covering. We saw Machlokas Tanaim back on Daf Ches. We had this discussion in Machlokas Tanaim about what exactly she wears. Is she have a covering, a small covering in the front and the back to cover the Makom Erev? Or do we assume that she's totally dressed? Remember, we asked Astira because we had a machlokas tanaim about whether we're megala asliba, whether we tear her clothing, a sota's clothing. So it sounds like the machlokas is whether we're choshish for hirur, and the shitos were reversed when it came to whether when you give a woman skila, whether you take off her clothing. So that's what the Gemara was bothered by on Daf Ches. Is it, why would we be choshish for hirur and not undress her when she's a sota, but yes, undress her when we're giving her skila? And why would we say the opposite? Why would one hold that we don't undress her when she's getting skila, but we do tear her clothing when she's sota? So that's what the Gemara dealt with back there. But that's where we discussed this. Number seven, ish nitla ve'in ish nitlas. A man who's chayiv skila gets hanged, but a woman after she gets skila, the body does not get hanged. And number eight, ha'ish nimkar b'gnevaso ve'in isha nimkaris b'gnevasa. If a man steals and he doesn't have money or any property or metalta, anything to pay back the Geneva with, so then Basin sells him as an Eved in order to get to raise the funds to pay back the money that he owes. But a woman is never nimkeres b'gnevasa. Okay, so now the halacha is a regular Yisrael brings korban mincha, so you take the kmitz of the korban mincha, you're maktir that kometz. The kometz misham alo kumtzo, hiktar koin esas karasa hamizbecha, and then the shirayim, whatever's left in that korban mincha after the kmitz is taken, that gets fed to the kohanim. It's possible, loseres b'menu yochlo aron uvanav. However, a minchas kohen doesn't even get a kmitza. You just take the whole thing and you burn it on the mizbech. Kol minchas kohen kalil tiye lo seachel. So those are the two models of korban mincha that we have. For Yisrael, there's kmitza, the kometz is burnt, the rest is eaten. For a kohen, there's no kmitza, just burn the whole thing on the mizbeach. So Tanur Rabbanon, kol anasul sukuna, any woman who's married to a kohen, minchoseya nisrafos. Whether it's a mincha soto or any other mincha, it gets entirely, it gets burnt. Ketzad, what do we do with their mincha? Kohenis levia v'yisraelis shenisis l'kohen. If you have a kohenis levia or yisraelis that's married to a kohen, ein minchas ne'achelas m'nei sheyesh lo chelek ba. The mincha doesn't get eaten because he has a chelek in that korban mincha, and a minchas kohen doesn't get eaten. But also ve'ena olakolio. You can't just take the whole thing without taking a kometz and just burn it all on the mizbeach, because m'nei sheyesh lo chelek ba. Because the woman also has a chelek in it, and if it were her carbon, you would do a kmitza and the shirayim would be nechel. So you can't just burn the whole thing on the mizbeach. Ella kometz karav biatzmo, v'ashirayim kraven biatzman. So what you do is, you take a kmitza, as if it's a minchas Yisrael, you burn that kmitza, but then instead of the shirayim getting eaten, you burn that also after the kometz is already nikrav, because you treat it with the chumra of a mincha of a kohen. So asks the Gemara, how could you be makrav the shiraya mincha? Ikri kan, kol shu mimenu li'ishim, harei b'bal taktiru. There's a drasha from a pasuk that any time you burnt part of it on the mizbeach, so then the rest of it has an iser of bal taktiru. When you take a kmitza from korban mincha and burn that kometz, right at that moment, the rest of the korban mincha becomes aser to burn on the mizbeach. So how can we say that when you have a woman who's married to a kohen, that that's what you're going to do with her korban mincha? You're going to take a kmitza, burn it on the mizbeach, and then the rest of it is also going to be burnt on the mizbeach? It's an iser to burn the rest of it on the mizbeach. So Amar Yehuda Bered Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi, Demasiklu Lashum Eitzim. Here's what you do. You burn it on the mizbeach, but not as a mincha. You burn it as if it were part of the Eitzei Ma'aracha. It's part of the Atzei Ma'aracha. It's as part of the firewood that goes on the mizbeach. And you let, and Rashi writes, meaning you really do it al tanai. You say that if this mincha should have been a kula kalil, like a minchas kohen, and then we never should have done a kmitza, so I'm being makter it like it should be huktar on the mizbeach. And the kmitza that I did previously should be lomal of lomar, because it wasn't really a kmitza, because it never needed a kmitza. Meaning, if we view this carbon as a carbon of a kohen, so good, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing with it. I'm burning it on the mizbeach. And if it's not viewed as a carbon of a kohen, and therefore needed a kmitza, and the kmitza that I did is a real kmitza, and this is the shirayim that really should get eaten and is not allowed to get burnt, so then I'm just treating it like atzei maracha. I'm just putting it on the mizbeach as part of the atzei maracha. Where do we find that you're allowed to pull such a trick that you could burn it and just call it atzei maracha, and that's going to be okay? Ki Rabbi Eliezer, like the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, that holds that if you're burning it, b'toras eitzim, that it's not a violation of Balsaktiru. Where do we see Rabbi Eliezer hold such a thing? Ditanya, the Braisa tells us about the following. What if you have a varim of a chatos that get mixed in with a varim of an ola? The varim of a chatos are not supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach because they already brought the emure chatos. The rest of it is the basar, is shirayim, and it's supposed to be eaten, right? It's kachim kachim supposed to be eaten. So a varim of a chatos should not be burnt on the mizbeach. It's an isra of baltaktiru. Whereas a varim of an ola means kulu kalil. The entire ola is supposed to go on the mizbeach. So according to the chum, what do you do if there's a mixture between a very chatos and a very ola? You cannot define, you cannot identify which is which. What do I do now? So according to the chamim, you have to uber to rasan. You wait until they become nosar, and then they'll have to get burnt anyway. So you wait it out. You wait a day, it will become nosar, and then you'll have to burn it anyway. But Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, the pasuk says that elamizbeach lo yalu l'reich nichoach. L'reich nichoach yatamala, avalatamala l'shomeitzim. The evarim of chatos cannot be brought on the mizbeach as a reich nichoach. But if you bring them on the mizbeach as eitzim, that would work. So just like Rabbi Eliezer says, when you have a tarovas of evari ola and evari chatas, you could just bring it on the mizbech as eitzim and burn it on the mizbech. So too, when you have a woman who's married to a kohen and you don't know what to do with the shiarei amincha, so you can bring it on the mizbech as eitzim. So says Gemara, well, honey, chal Rabbi Eliezer, disle haisvara. That's very nice, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that says that you're allowed to do such a trick, that you could burn it on the mizbech and just call it eitzim, and then you're not going to be in violation of Bal Taktiru. El Rabban de lasu haisvara, but according to the Rabbanon, that don't hold of that eitza, so ma'ikal emeimer, so what is this woman supposed to do with the shiarei amincha? Now, the natural answer should have been, well, what did the Rabbanon say to do when it's a variola and a varichatos that are mixed together? The Rabbanon said, let it become dosar, and then burn it. Pashtus is, they should say the same thing over here. That if you have a mincha of a woman who's married to a kohen, let it become dosar, and then burn it. But for whatever reason, the Mishnah does not say that. So it says the Gemara does not say that, rather. It says Gemara, da'avdi luhu k'rabi el-ozer b'rabi Shimon. They do with the shirayim like, along the lines of what Rabbi el-ozer b'rabi Shimon suggests. The Tanya, the Brisa, tells us that a kohen that does an avera, and he has to bring a minchas chote, Rabbi el-ozer b'rabi Shimon, Shimon Omer, Hakomets Korav Biatzmo, Vashirayim Mispazrin al Beis Hadeshen, that the Komets is brought on its own, and the Shirayim, which are not eaten, and also can't be Hukrav on the Mizbeach, because of an Isra Bal Saktiru, you send them to the Beis Hadeshen on the eastern side of the Mizbeach, because this Shirayim, there's nothing you can do with. You can't be Makrovit, you can't eat it. So you have no other choice but to be Mfazrit al Beis Hadeshen. So too, the Mincha of an Ashes Kohen, it must be that you have no choice, according to the Rabbanon, but to do that, to be sorry if it on the Beis Hadashan. Now, why is it that in Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon's case, that was the only choice, meaning a Kohen who didn't have Avera and he had to bring a Minchas Chote, why is that his only option? Because when Yisrael brings a Minchas Chote, you're makter the Komets on the Mizbech, and the rest gets eaten by Kohanim. By a Kohen, it's Machlokas Tanoim. The Chum hold that just like a Minchas Nidava of a Kohen does not get a Kemitza, you burn it entirely, so too a Minchas Chote of a Kohen gets entirely burnt. It's like a regular Minchas Kohen gets entirely burnt. And they darshan it from what the Pasuk says, Vaisa le Kohen Kamincha, that it should be just like his Minchas Nedava. However, Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he says a Minchas Chote of a Kohen gets a Kemitza, but the Shiyarei Mincha do not get eaten. The Komets is Karav Be'atzmo, and the Shirayim are Kraven Be'atzman. He darshans Vaisa le Kohen Kamincha, that it should be like a Mincha of Yisrael, that it's Nikmetzes, it's just that it doesn't get eaten. So it's only as far as avoda that it's like a mincha of a Yisrael. And therefore it gets a kmitza. But as far as achilas hamizbeach, it's not compared to a minchas Yisrael. So only the komets becomes huktar, but the shirayim are craving liatzman, and he doesn't hold of the isra of kol shemen liishim bal saktiru. So what do you do if you're not sure? Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says, I agree with my father Rabbi Shimon that the mincha is nikmats like a minchas Yisrael and that it doesn't get eaten, but I disagree with him that it could be brought on the mizbeach. So if it can't be brought on the mizbeach and it can't get eaten, what can you do with it? So you have no choice but to be mfazer a beis hadeshen. Okay, va'afilu rabbanon, even the rabbanon would disagree with Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon and hold that a minchas chote of a kohen gets entirely burnt on the mizbeach, lo pligi alei de Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon ela b'minchas chote shel kohanim de bas hakravahi. They would only say by a minchas chote of kohanim, which is Basa Krava, where you compare it to the other Mincha of a Kohen, so they would say that the whole thing should be brought on the Mizbeach Aval Baha, but the Mincha of an Eishes Kohen, Afilu Rabbanan Modu, even the Rabbanan would agree that the Shari Mincha have to be burnt on the Beis Hadeshen. So that explains the Machlokas Tanoim we have. What do we do with the Mincha of an Eishes Kohen? Does it get burnt on the Beis Hadeshen, or do we say, no, do the Kmitza, burn that, and then take the rest of it and burn that also, and just call it Eitzim instead. So now we go to these parts. We're just going to identify the drushas from which we learned all of the chilukim that we said in our Mishnah between men and women. Bas Yisrael, and so we said that if a Bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen, her mincha gets burnt, whereas a Kohenes that's married to a Yisrael, her mincha gets eaten. My taima, tamar krav, kol minchas Kohen, kol yiltia lo seachel. Kohen, lo Kohenis. It dafka identifies a male Kohen whose carbon mincha gets burnt and not eaten. Then in the second chiluk we had Kohenis mechalalas, Kohen ain't mischalal. That a Kohenis can become a chalala that she could never fix herself from. The rest of her life she'll be a chalala if she's nivalal apostola. But a Kohen, although when he marries a grusha or whatever, he's limited in the he can't do avoda and he can't duchen, but he, as soon as he divorces her, he goes right back to his old status. So minalan, how do I know that's true? When a Kohen marries a Grusha, he's making his son a Chalal, but he doesn't become a Chalal. So it's he walks away scot-free as soon as he divorces his wife. Third Chiluk, we said, Kohenes Metama, a female Kohen is allowed to be Tame Lemesim, a male Kohen is not. My Taima, Da Amar Kra, Emor Elakoanim, B'nei Aaron. B'nei Aaron, v'lo b'nos Aaron. So we see that it doesn't apply to women. Fourth chilek, Kohen ochel b'kotche kachim. A Kohen eats kotche kachim. A Kohenes cannot eat kotche kachim. Dichsim, because it says by the Karban Mincha, which is kotche kachim, kol zachar b'vnei Aaron yochlena. It's eaten by zichrei kuhuna. There you have it. Kol zachar, it says b'feirish in the pasuk, and the same is true by the Karbanos of Echatos and Asham. Anything that's kotche kachim, dafka kohanim and not Kohenes. Even though the pasuk is written by a Karban Mincha, but we assume it's about the entire category of kachay kachim, that kachay kachim are only eaten by zichrei kuhuna. And then the Mishnah went through a list of eight differences between halachic differences between men and women. There are many other differences between men and women. Eight halachic differences between men and women. Ma bin ish li ish, so the Mishnah had said. So the first thing we identified was a halacha in sara'as, that a man is poreo foreim and a woman is not. So Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa, darshans the pasuk in this week's parsha, that if a man loses his hair and he has a nega on the bald spot of his head, so ish ain't the other. So it says if an ish is sarua tameu, ain't the other ish. I would only know that a man who becomes a mitzorim muchlat with negayim of karachas or gabachas. Isha minayin, how do I know that a woman can also become a mitzara'as from a nega of karachas to gabachas? Those are different types of baldness, just on different parts of the head. Again, Rashi in this week's parsha. Kishu omer, so in the pasuk says, v'atzarua asharbo, that it says, v'atzarua asharbo anega b'gadav, yuprumim v'roshi yapurua, harei kanshnayim. That pasuk is telling me an additional mitzara that becomes tame with nega karachas u gabachas, because the parsha was already talking about a mitzara. It didn't need to say v'atzarua. Vatsarua Asherbo could have just said, because of you from him. Why does he have to add that phrase, Vatsarua Asherbo? It must be that there's a whole nother type of mitzora. So it's coming to tell me, yes, it's called a woman, a mitzoraas. Same Kane, Matam Lomer Ish. But wait, if we're being marba, a woman, into that entire parsha of tzaraas, of baldness tzaraas, so then why does it say ish? Ish always implies ish lo isha. So the Inyan Shalamata, it must be that ish is going on the next topic of ish pareo farin, and isha is not paras faramas. Meaning, as far as the actual din of karachas and gabachas, an ish is included in that. But as far as prio frima, that's what ish is excluding a woman from prio Frima. Another chiluk that a man could be madir his son to be a nazir, but a woman cannot to her son. Amr Rabbi Yochanan halachi benazir. Nothing we can do about that one. That's halach l'moshe misinai, that a man could be madir his son, but a woman cannot. It happens to be in the sugya nazir, Rabbi Yochanan says ish madir benazir is halach l'moshe misinai, and a woman is not included in that halach l'moshe misinai. Reish Lakish says ish madir benazir kidei l'chanchu b'mitzvos, and a woman is not chayiv in chinuch, and therefore she cannot be madir binazir. So the Gemara doesn't quote the Shita of Reish Lakish over here. So Mincha Sota explains, because the Gemara over there asks a lot of kashas on the Shita of Reish Lakish, and it gives answers, but since it's Shinui Dechiki, we'd rather quote the more glatt opinion, and that is the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that it's halach l'moshe misinai. Hish megalech on zirus aviz ve'ini shemegalachas on zirus aviyah. A woman can't use her father's carbon money for her own zirus. Am Rabbi Yochanan halach ibnazir. It's also halach l'moshe misinai that only applies to a man, not to a woman. Hayish mekadesh is bita, ve'inish mekadesh is bita. A man can give his daughter over for kiddushin. A woman cannot give her daughter over for kiddushin. Tichsiv es biti nasati li ish hazeh. When a man marries a pesulim, as motzi shem. shemra on her. So the pasuk says that the avia naru will tell the zakenim as biti nasati liishazeh. So you see that the Torah is tola the nesinas habas to an ish for a kiddushin in the father and not in the mother. Tos points out that the real limud is from the words that the Gemara does not quote. It's va'amar avi hanara el azakenim. It's the avi hanara that's doing the talking, because the previous pasuk had mentioned both. It said v'lokach avi hanara v'ima v'otziu el zakenei, etc. And then it says, and the avi hanara is one that says is biti nasati lishazeh, because only he could have been nasati lishazeh. The woman could not have been nasati lishazeh. Ha'ish mocher is bita v'ish mocher is bita. A man can sell his daughter as nami evriyo, and a woman cannot sell her daughter as nami evriyo. D'chsiv v'chiyim kar ish as bito. Ha'ish niskal arum. A man gets skila almost totally naked, but a woman does not. My taima v'ragmu oso. My oso. What does it mean oso? Ile ma oso v'lo oso. What you think oso means? That a woman just doesn't get skila, even if she's in the chal shabbos, does whatever, she's not going to get skila. V'chsiv. No. The pasuk says be'avol d'zara v'otzeisa se'ishahu oes ha'ishayi. And the pasuk concludes uskaltem ba'avanim v'mesu. So you see that women do get skila. Ela oso below ksuso, velo osa below ksusa. No, it's telling me that he gets skila without clothing. She gets skila with clothing. Heish nitla, and the woman is not nitlaist, the body after the skila. My taima amakrava talisa oso aleitz oso velo osa. And then the final chiluk heish nimkar b'gneva so ve'nisha nimkaris b'gneva so. A man can get sold for stealing and not having the money to pay back, but a woman cannot. My taima amakrav nimkar b'gneva so. B'gneva so velo b'gneva so. So hadra lacha yadotel b'shem. Tomorrow we will pick up at the beginning of the fourth parak of Maseches Sota. Have a good day and a great Shabbos, everybody.
Good Shabbos.
Thank you. Have a good Shabbos.
Take care. A good Chodesh. Sorry.